Just Enough to Take a Breath, written and read by me forever, a Destiel one-shot. Cass, just wait a second. And he steps away, ever so slightly, just enough for Dean to take a breath and lower the hand he raised. It gets cold where Cass' arm leaves his, as the large fan blows a steady stream from behind them. Castiel's eyes flutter, blinks, but are kept at Dean's, and Dean cannot look back for longer than 0.2 seconds before gazing the ground again. Is there something I did wrong? Castiel worries, and his words are like cotton to the ears, so soft, so well-meaning. No, Dean thinks, there's nothing wrong with you. Instead of saying anything, he just shakes his head in a barely noticeable manner. He sneaks a peek of Cass's face, not his bright eyes, no, but his cheeks. They are lit by sunlight through the cracks in the wall, sharp but still so very round. Eyebrows, marked but not wild, lips, slim and half apart, nose, chin, forehead. He looks troubled, and Dean realizes it's because he thinks he did incorrectly, or whatever. Really, nothing. There's nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you either, Dean. Dean shakes his head again and wants to say that everything about him is not just bad, but so fucking messed up. He cannot say it. He cannot do anything. Dean. And he looks up again into the blue and falls into it. Stares. He doesn't want to. Not like this, not here. Cass now have a look of concern, and Dean makes himself smile. I'm okay, Cass. Don't worry. Cass is about to say something. Dean doesn't want to hear it. He puts his hand to the angel's mouth. Surprised eyebrows shoots up. Dean knows Cass easily could speak or remove his hand, but for some reason, Cass doesn't. Instead, he puts a feather-light hand over Dean's mouth. Dean cannot look away, and he cannot speak. But it's okay, because Cass knows this and makes him feel so comfortable, makes it impossible for him to speak. The touch is warm. A minute pass, 2, 5, maybe more. When Dean removes his hand, Cass does too, not a second after. You are Dean Winchester. You have taken care of your brother for 30 years. You have saved hundreds of people. You have saved the world so many times. You have made this world a better place. You saved me. You believed in me. You prayed for me, to me. And even if you can't hear, I pray to you too. Just one tear, but one tear enough. This might be the worst chick flick moment this year. Cass huffs, Dean smiles shyly. Cass steps forward again and places his arms around the oldest Winchester. Dean stands there. This is the part where you hug back, Castiel says, and Dean wraps his arm around the angel's steady body, draws a breath through his nose, and melts together with Castiel. Now this definitely is the worst, he whispers, and doesn't let go until he can't feel his legs anymore. And that takes a very long time.